This is The Hour. Your week, your news, your show.
You're listening to The Hour here on Tameside Radio. We are approaching Bonfire Night, and I've got a very special guest in our studio who's no stranger to Tameside Radio, Nicola Davis, who is the puppy nanny. A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much. Good to be here again.
It's nice to see you. The reason why you're in this week is because, like I mentioned before, it is fireworks night and Bonfire Night coming up. And that is probably one of the most scariest times, and New Year's Eve as well, for any animals, especially dogs, because obviously they go for walkies quite often, but there's cats and other pets as well to think about. But in terms of the night, it's not just one night anymore, is it?
No, and we're definitely finding that it's spreading out a lot more, as obviously people can buy them from the supermarkets. They're much more readily available. So it's not just these organised sessions that we've got. Right. It's people letting them off in their back garden as well. And what that means is that we can't prepare for it as well because we don't know when they're going to be. So I usually kind of suggest to people that you've probably got about a week or so, if not longer, to be looking at in terms of fireworks.
And many, many years ago, everybody used to know the neighbours.
Yeah.
And you had discussions and conversations over the garden fence with neighbours. I think we've lost that touch, haven't we? We don't have that connection anymore. So you can't really say to the neighbours, oh, by the way, we're letting fireworks off tonight.
Yeah, I think some people do. I still get clients telling me that, the neighbours have let them know that there's going to be fireworks in their garden that particular night. But a lot of the time they don't know. And they're so loud as well, aren't they? Mm. That even, a couple of streets down, that could be really noisy. And the other problem as well is that if you're taking your dog for a walk in a, on a particular circuit and you walk past somebody's house where they're letting fireworks off as well, you wouldn't be expecting that either. So it's not just hearing them when they're in their own home. It's also out on walks as well that can be just as damaging.
I mean, adults get a bit frightened sometimes. I mean, older people as well. Yeah. When you think, it really is a scary time for some people. But, the kids love the fireworks.
Yeah, of course they do.
But I do think sometimes people set fireworks off to be a nuisance. I'm sorry to say, but... Yeah. We all know it happens.
Yeah, I think that can happen. I think that obviously there's people messing around. It's, I've been on walks before with dogs when they've been let off during the day and you're fully not expecting it then. Mm. And no one's getting any benefit from them during the day because you can't even see them. So you know that it's just people messing around then, don't you?
I mean, when you've got pets, obviously dogs, and we're talking specifically puppies here, which, can be very, very, very young and they may never have even experienced the whole firework, bonfire night.
Yeah.
Where do we start in terms of this? Because the last thing you want is a puppy that's going to be shivering, frightened, and scarred.
Yeah, definitely. So we're going to have puppies now that this is going to be their first fireworks night. And so if you've got a puppy that was born sort of December, January time or any time after that, they're never going to have heard fireworks before. This is going to be their first fireworks night. And if they were born at around that time, they're at an age where they're a little bit older as well. So they can potentially be a little bit sensitive to noises and things. So if they've never heard fireworks before and then you're sat there on fireworks night and they all of a sudden hear these big bangs going off, they're going to feel very, very frightened. So what's really important, what we can do is we can start a sound socialisation training plan now where we're building up firework noises using recordings. That's the best thing to do.
Right.
Get them used to it through recordings, first of all.
So is that something like going onto YouTube and finding out firework noises and things like that?
Definitely. So years and years ago when I first started doing this, it wasn't quite as readily available, but it's so easy now. There's all sorts of playlists on different kind of sound platforms that you can find. So you can just search for firework sounds. You can get videos of them that you can play. You can get sounds of them that you can play. And then what we're doing then is we're introducing puppies to it, even if they've never heard them before, so that by the time fireworks night comes around, they're like, this is a familiar noise. This is okay. I've heard this before. I don't need to panic so much about it.
Wow.
So that's what I'd be advising people to do. You want to start quiet. So you want to start with the noise really, really quiet.
I was going to say, don't just have it at full volume.
No, absolutely not. Don't go all out, first of all. Start off with it really, really quietly. Keep an eye on your dog. And if they're not showing any signs of being worried at all, then we can start to increase the volume.
Right. And I guess as well, if you're a family and you're around in the room with the noise, have fun.
Definitely. So what we can do is we can do something called positive association. So what we're doing is we're pairing something that's potentially scary, like the fireworks sounds here with something that they like doing. So if they really, really like food, we can give them some really high value treats whilst the noises are going off. If they're really into their toys, we can get a favourite toy out and have a game with them and play with them while the firework noises are going off. Because actually what you're doing then is you're teaching them that when they hear these noises, something good happens. So they've become a good noise rather than a bad noise.
Something as simple as that makes so much sense, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
It really does. I think, you know, when you look at it like that, just playing the music softly and then increasing it, it's the best way.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I'm talking to Nicola Davis there, who's the puppy nanny. There'll be more in a second here on Tameside Radio.
This is The Hour. Your week. Your news. Your show.
This is 103.6 FM, Tameside Radio. Welcome back. This is Mark Andrews. I'm talking to Nicola Davis today, who's the puppy nanny, and we're talking about a bonfire and fireworks night.
We are.
We've talked before about a great idea of playing some sound effects slowly and increasing the volume to get them used to that kind of sound. Because when they're very, very young, all these new sounds, everything's new.
Yeah.
And I guess all different dogs and all the other cats, animals as well, act in different ways.
Of course they do. Yeah. If you've got a really confident dog, they might just sail through fireworks night. Mm. But if you've got a dog that's already a little bit sound sensitive, so if you've noticed they're a little bit wary when big noisy lorries go past, or if you notice that they're a bit worried, say if there's like an emergency vehicle siren going off, they're going to be more likely then to be worried about fireworks because they've got that slight sensitivity to sound.
Mm-hmm. Now, most dogs, or all dogs, at some point go for a walk in the daytime, don't they?
Absolutely.
And the parents take them out and what have you for walks. But we're finding now with the dark nights coming in.
Definitely.
Because last week the clocks went back.
Yep.
Now we're going to find it's going dark at 4 or 5 o'clock.
Definitely. So as soon as you get home from work, you know, that evening walk, it's in the dark now, isn't it? We're at that time of year, aren't we?
Well, that's when they're setting all these fireworks.
Yeah, so you've got more of a risk, haven't you? You've got more of that risk that they're going to be out and about when firework noises are going to be going off. So ideally, if you can, I would avoid walks in the dark around this time of year, just for the week or so, just while we know that there's fireworks going off. There's plenty of other things that we can be doing with our dogs to tire them out as well. So playing with them inside, doing little training sessions with them as well. Scent work's a good one for tiring them out. So if you think I need to be taking my dog out for a walk, but it's really noisy out there and there's loads of fireworks going off, personally I wouldn't risk it unless you know that they're absolutely bomb-proof around fireworks. If you're at all worried, I would just keep them inside. I would do fetch, I would do tuggy, I would do training and that sort of thing instead to tie them out. At the weekends, obviously you've got the bonus that you can time your walks a little bit better, can't you? So you can take them out earlier. Yeah. So especially when there's any big organised displays, often they end up being on a Saturday, don't they? So you can do a big walk during the day when it's daylight.
Tie them out.
Yeah, tie them out. Definitely tie them out during the day. You know, do a
but
big
saying
walk
that, though, if you tie them out and it comes to 6, 7 o'clock at night and they're tied out, a big bang might wake them up.
Yeah, it could potentially still wake them up, definitely. So I would be doing things like having some background noise on. So I'd have either the radio on really loud or I'd have the TV on really loud. Things like action films are a good one to have on because obviously they're quite noisy. Even like computer games as well, they can be quite noisy. Right. So you want something on in the background. Definitely. And what that will do as well, it will mask the noise as well.
Right.
So they'll get used to that kind of general background noise so that if there are any loud bangs outside, it kind of just blends in with what's on the TV or what's on the radio anyway. So I wouldn't just kind of leave it quiet. I would make sure that there is some noise on at all times during the evening just to mask those firework sounds.
Now, what about giving dogs treats and things like that, especially during the week of bonfire? Mm-hmm. You don't want to get them too used to giving them too many treats, I guess.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of treats for training. As far as I'm concerned, I'm more than happy to train them. And especially having seen dogs that have really, really bad sound anxieties, I'd rather have a dog that was a little bit overweight than a dog that was having a panic attack because it was hearing fireworks.
Yeah.
So things that are good to use are any sort of long-lasting treat toys like filled Kongs and licky mats and things like that, that we can put some sort of high value paste like cheese paste or meat paste on or something. And what's nice about those as well is it's quite a soothing activity for them anyway. So that just helps to lower their stress levels anyway. And they're really easy to have. So you can get those set up ready for fireworks night. So you've got lots of nice things to be giving them to do and distracting them from the noises.
Interesting, because like I say, you know, on that night specifically, and this, of course, this coming weekend is going to be starting, and
definitely,
then it's in the middle of the week as well. So we're going to get a week of
absolutely of
noise, aren't we?
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing. But the worst thing, I guess, is to just stay quiet in the house.
Yeah. Yeah, because then they'll notice it. And also they'll pick up on our reactions as well. So if we hear fireworks, as owners, we need to try not to react as well. Because if we go, oh, gosh, what was that? And then we react in a scared way, our dogs are really going to pick up on that as well, because they're very, very sensitive to our reactions. So we need to just kind of act as if it's normal. Mm-hmm. I would definitely make sure they've got a nice, safe place to go to. So
I was going to say, what's the best environment? Because when you've got all these noises and bangs and sparks and, you know, the if you haven't got like curtains, for example, you can see it all bright.
Yeah.
And everything. What's the best surroundings for an animal?
If you have got curtains, I would definitely shut them so that they can't hear, see them, and that will muffle the sound a little bit as well. If you've crate trained your dog and they've got like a little crate or something like that that they like to go in, you can make that nice and cosy. You can cover it with a blanket so that they can get to it. I wouldn't necessarily be shutting them in anywhere, because lots of dogs like to move around to find out where they're safest, and if you shut them in somewhere then they're more likely to panic. So I would watch your dog and see where they want to go. So some dogs will want to stay close to you and they'll want to cuddle up to you for a bit of reassurance. Some dogs might want to hide, so some dogs will go like under a bed or behind a sofa. That's where they'll feel safest. But it's just making sure they've got these options so that they can go to different places where they do feel safe.
Wow, some really interesting advice there, but all sensible.
Yeah.
So the key things are to remember, don't take your dogs out for walks in the dark.
No.
Because this is where they'll be frightened.
Yeah.
And I love the tip about getting the music off YouTube, for example.
Yeah.
And slowly introduce them to those kind of noises.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I don't, you know, wherever you live.
Yeah.
There's going to be noise around bonfire and New Year's Eve.
Definitely. Unless you live in the middle of nowhere, you know, in the Highlands of Scotland or something like that, then you're going to hear them, aren't you? So we need to, it's, you know, it's part of our job, isn't it, to prep all of our puppies for this so that they're used to it. So
absolutely.
That they're fine with it.
Brilliant. Some really good advice there, Nicola. Thank you so much. There's
plenty
of information on your website as well.
Yes, I've got a firework fear tip sheet on my website, which people are very welcome to have a little look at. I've also got a webinar recording on my YouTube channel as well, which goes through what we've talked about but in a little bit more detail. But feel free to reach out to me.
And how do we get your website details?
Oh, sorry, it is thepuppynanny.co.uk.
And there's a link on there to YouTube.
Correct, yeah.
Nicola Davies, the Puppy Nanny, thank you so much for enlightening us about keeping your dog, your little puppy, safe this season.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
This is The Hour, your week, your news, your show.